Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mari Nimi Morasi Sheyichu. Well, the schus Moshe to Peshtar Aisol Moshe Mordechai. I'll get the rest of Rechaim Svi, B'chol Anil V'meilel. And the Nishmas Maris Hesabatz V'Shmuel, V'Pechas V'Yakub Tzvi, V'Al Zanzer Shabrim Yosef, Maris Chana, Rabbi Zvigzion, Maris Al-Dechana, Svab Meir Zev, and wherever Rabbi Sai, we are continuing with the help of God, with the love of God, He's so good to us, to study the Rambam Hilchos Malachim. We are on Perek Hey, Halacha Hey. And again, this is always based on Hilchos Malachim Shiurim, almost always, not always, on the Torah of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Moreinenu. L'shmo L'zichro Tavis Kol Nefesh HaGaon HaGadol Mufla V'Mufla G'Rabman Zatzal. אומר הרמב״ם וכן מצוות עשה לאבד זכר עמלק, דבר בעיתו מה טוב, שאפשר ללמוד עכשיו עניין זכירת עמלק, מצוות עשה לאבד זכר עמלק. It's a mitzvah essay to destroy the memory of Amalek, שנאמר תמחה את זכר עמלק. Erase the memory of Amalek. ומצוות עשה לזכור תמיד מעשיו, הרעים ועריבתו, כדי לעורר איבתו. שנאמר זכור את אשר עשה לך עמלק, מפי השמועה למדו זכור בפה לא תשכח בלב, שאסור לשכוח איבתו ושנאתו. It's a mitzvah essay to destroy the memory of Amalek, and it's a mitzvah essay to remember their evil deeds. And their ambush, how they ambushed you, in order to arouse enmity against them. As it says, remember what Amalek did to you. And our tradition teaches us, that when it says zechor, it means bepeh, means verbally, and lo tishkach means belev, it means in one's heart. And we're not allowed to forget the avon, the sin of Amalek. Moirai v'raboisai, we had a series of shiurim just this week on the inyan of zechira b'peh, leisishkach b'lev, dibarnu al zeh b'harchaba gdola, b'siyata d'shmaya gdola, baruch Hashem. Achshav nedaber al mashu acher. Ketuv b'mechilte b'parashat b'shalach, perek yud zayin, pasuk tet zayin, Rabbi Eliezer omer, nishba ha'makom b'kisei ha'kavod shelo. שאם יבוא מכל האומות, שיקבלוהו. ולעמלק ולביתו, שלא יקבלוהו. שנאמר, שמואל ב' פרק א' הלכה י' ג', ויאמר דוד אל הנער המגיד לו, אי מזה אתה. ויאמר בן איש, גר עמלקי אנוכי. נזכר דוד באותה שעה. מה שאמר למשה רבנו, אם יבוא מכל האומות, חולי, ומתו של עמלק לא יקבלו, מיד ויאמר דוד, דמך על ראשך, כי פיך ענבך. כך נאמר, מדור דור. הנביא מספר לנו פה על המלחמה, שהייתה מלחמה והרגו את שאול, and the Ben Amalek comes to tell David what happened, and then he tells one of the lads to kill this Ben Ishger Amaleki, and because he remembered, as Chazal have it, he remembered that what God had said to Moshe, that from all the nations you should accept Gerim. That was God swore, according to Chazal. God swore on His holy, on His honorable throne, on His Kisei HaKavod, that from all the umos we should be makabel gerim, should accept converts. But Amalek, we don't accept converts, and that's why David had this Amalekite, the son of the Amalekite convert, executed, because we don't accept gerim from Amalek, and therefore the melchama is midor dor, like it says in Farashat Bishalach. From generation to generation. We don't accept gerim. V'yamdu achronim, brought in Torah Shlema and Parshas Bishalach, a lot of achronim, ayin sham. Al ze shelo evi Rambam halacha zo, shelich ora, ein cholek aleha. Why does the Rambam not bring this halacha that we don't accept gerim from Amalek? So that is zum ersten. That's our first kedarkenu in our Rambam Hilchos Melachim Shiurim. We first ask questions, and then we start to try to understand the inyan. Now we are in the question segment. So the first question is, why does the Rambam not pask in this halacha that we don't accept the ger Amaleki? Number two, Begufa Dinikshu, for what we see in Sanhedrin in 96b, Mibnei Bonov Shel Haman Lamdu Torah Bibnei Brak. The sons of Haman studied Torah in Bnei Brak. Is that something or what? You go to Bnei Brak, you see a kid knacking and learning, and he and his chavrusa, and he tells you, yeah, my alta zed is Haman. So you see that we're makabel gerim from Amalek. See what Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perla and the Rasag in Losisei Reis Samach Gimel says about this from the Sefer Megillah Sefer, also on the Chazon Ish in Yoredei Kufn and Zayin Tzif Katan Hey. In the Sefer HaRefraim on the Mechilta, there, this Mechilta that we quoted before, out of Mechilta and Parshas Bishalach, that we don't accept gerim from Amalek. As Ukotev Sham B'Sefer HaRefraim, the Loigora Mima Shekosev HaRambam LaHalon B'Perek Vov Halocha Dalet Sheba Amalek Shekiblu Zayin Mitzvah Sekriya Shalom Ein Hargim Aysam Uvadai D'Pchai Gavne Gam Mekablam Aysam L'Gerus Mamish. ומה שכוסף במחילתה, היינו כשפוסחו במלחמה, ולא קיבלו את הקריאה לשלום, שבזה הם מקבלו מויסם לגירוס, ובני בונב של הומן נסגיירו, שלוי בשעס מלחמה. This is the Sefer HaRefraim, that it's no less than what the Rambam writes later on, 6:4, that an Amalek who was Makabal with the Amaleks, Amalekites from Makabal, the Shef and Mitzvahs, B'nai Noach, and they accepted our call for peace. We don't kill them. So certainly, if they want to be a ger, we let them do gerus. And that, the Mechilta says, we don't accept gerus when they wage war against us, and they don't want to accept the Kriya B'Shalom. Then we're not Makabal them legerus. And B'nai Banav Shalom and his gerus, Shalom B'Shas Mulchama, wasn't a time of war. So that's the higher frame. The Chazon Ish doesn't understand. Him came David. Why did David shalgu mishim shein mekablin gerin me'amalek? Rei shalosh shalashas melchama mekablin. So it wasn't a time of war. So why didn't David accept his ger? Why didn't David accept his ger? The answer is, the Chazon Ish is nidchak, that Taka, he did, was Mizgayer. It was a Ben Amaleki, I guess his father was Mizgayer, B'Shas Melchama. And there were Mekablam Shalokidin. But that's like making Okimta. Not so posh to say that way. Mitzarech Iyun V'Ikr Chasim and Asefer. So we have two kashas. The first kash is why does the Rambam bring this lahalacha? Second kash is the Gemara that Mibnei Haman Shol, Mibnei Bana Shom, Lamdu Torah Bnei Brak, so we are Makabal. And this Teretz B'Shas Melcham, Shalom B'Shas Melcham, so then Shalom B'Shas Melcham, you're Makabal. Why did David kill this Scare Maliki? Now, we have to understand Guf Divrei HaMechilta. Guf Divrei HaMechilta is that why was he killed? Because he was from Amalek. But Tzarich Iyun, because the Lashon of the Mechilta is that we shouldn't receive him as a ger. However, who says that when he was misgayer, the gerus isn't chal? That we don't see from the Mechilta. There's no din in the Torah that we see that Amalekite can't convert. So b'diavad, you're not makabel them. But if b'diavad they converted, then b'diavad it works. B'diavad, after the fact, after he did it, it works. And if that's the case, v'kevan sheken eicha ragol David, v'rei b'diavad chala gerut, how did David kill him? B'diavad the gerus is chal. And the Sefer HaRephraim is omitted and this kasha. We also have to understand what the Rambam writes in Sanhedrin 18:6. That David killed the Ger HaMaleki, Bohido HaSpiv, that he admitted he was a Ger HaMaleki, it was either, normally you don't kill Bohido HaSpiv. So it was either Midin Malchus, because he was the king, he was allowed to do it, or it was a Hiroas Shah, it was a temporary measure. And so it was mefurish in the pasuk in Shmuel, Damcha al Roisha, ki ficha ana b'chaleimo, anoichi motuti as Mashiach Hashem. So what we see in the pasuk is, he says, your blood is on your head, because your mouth answered for you saying, I killed the Messiah of God, I killed the chosen of God, the anointed of God. Why did he kill him? Because he had killed Shaul. He didn't kill him, Midin HaMalek. He killed him because he killed Shaul. And he admitted he killed Shaul, and David believed him. So how can the Mechilta say that he killed him because he was an Amalekite when the Pasuk says not like that? Pasuk says, "Vayomer elav David, damcha al roshecha, kificha anavcha lemor, anochi motati et Mashiach Hashem." I killed the anointed of God. And David says a beautiful kin afterwards. Hatzvi Yisrael al bamotecha chalal, eich naflu giborim, al tagidu begat, al tevesru bechutzot Ashkelon, pen tismachna benot plishtim, pen tanot benotem. Anyway, this is David's enemy, and he has a whole kina for Shaul. It's beautiful. In any event, so it's because he killed Shaul. It wasn't because he was an Amalekite. So what's pshat that Mechilta says he killed him because he was an Amalekite? Meshech Chochme, at the end of Parashas Kisetze, was omer on this. Also in the Torah Tumima, Parashas Bishalach, Ois Chof, also in the Sefer HaRephraim that we've already mentioned at least twice. So in the Meshech Chochme, he writes, Shemitzvus Mechias Amalek Leka B'yochit. There's no mitzvah of Mechias Amalek by a yochit. Individuals don't have a mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. It's a mitzvah of the tzibur in war. And therefore he didn't kill him, he didn't Amalek. Just since we're not Makabel Gerim from Amalek, so that is what makes him a Ben Noach. And therefore he was killed. Beit Echad or Bados Atzma, he was killed by Bados Atzma. That he had killed Shaul. So the fact that he was an Amalekite and we're not Makabel Gerim from Amalek, that's what made him a Ben Noach. Now that he's a Ben Noach, we can kill him by his own admission. Normally in Jewish courts, person's own admission of guilt does not mandate a death penalty. And we know that a Ben Noach is Nerek Beirach Avodah Zahat, like we've seen in Yerushalmi Kiddushin 1:1. Umishum hachi shuv ne'erag al harigas Shaul. So Betzim, he was killed because of what he did to Shaul. Just in order to kill him, he needed to be a Ben Noach. because it's you don't kill based on his own admission. So the Meshech Chochma says, first he established he's a Ben Noach because he's a Ger Amaleki. Ah, you're a Ger Amaleki. We're not Makabel Gerim, so you're a Goy. You're a Goy. So now you said you killed Shaul, so Modas Atzma, you're killed. And that would harmonize, reconcile between the Mechilta and the Pasuk. The Mechilta says, we're not Makabel Gerim from Amalek. The Pasuk says, and that's why he was killed. The Pasuk says, because he killed Mashiach Hashem. So the Teretz is both. Since we're not Makabel Gerim from Amalek, he's a guy. And Mimela, we get him for killing Mashiach Hashem. Alpi Odas Piv, based on his own admission. However, das stimmt nicht mit dem Rambam beperik yudches. Ze lo matim la Rambam, what we just learned in perik yudches of Hilchot Sanhedrin, in the sixth halacha. Why? Because why does the Rambam have to come onto the Din Malchus or the Hayroas Shoah? Why does the Rambam say he was killed because he's a Ben Noach? Ben Noach Nerag al Piatzma. So the Rambam doesn't buy the Meshech Chachma's vort that he was killed out Ben Noach, because the Rambam had to come on to Din Malchus and Harash or Harash Shah. Typically that he's a Ben Noach. As Mevo'ar shebemet haya Yisrael gamur she'eino neharag behodaat atzmo. And that's why the Rambam said, all right, he killed him Din Malchus and Din Harash Shah. Oh, so if that's pshat, then that again doesn't stem with the Mechilta. The Rambam doesn't stem with the Mechilta. Because the Mechilta says, in other words, the way the Rambam's understanding the Pasuk, the Mechilta says he was killed because Ein Mekablim Gerim Me'amalek. And the Pasuk says he was killed because he killed Shaul. And the Rambam says that David could do it because Midin Machos Midin Haroas Shah. But it wasn't because Ein Mekablim Gerim Me'amalek, it was because he killed Shaul. So we are in a quandary, in a quagmire. What are we going to do? What we're going to do is we're going to continue. Not that the Meshech Chochma says that there's no mitzvah b'yachid. Otherwise, typically, mitzvah Amalek. In other words, why does the Pasuk say he killed him because he killed Shaul? Say he killed him because he's Amalek. And the answer the Meshech Chochma offered was that a Yachid does not wage Milchemes Amaleks. Meforash be'emet b'chinuch b'mitzvah tof reish dalid sheyesh chiyuv al kol Yachid b'harigas Yechidim. So you see that it's not so according to the Chinuch, this word of the Meshech Chochma, that it's not a mitzvah b'yachid. The Chinuch says it is. The Bahag also, recently we studied the history of the Bahag. The Bahag, Balachas Gedolos, also considers it in the mitzvahs that are incumbent upon individuals and not of the mitzvahs that are incumbent upon the community. And that is not the opinion of the Rasag. The Rasag enumerates it in the Minyan HaParshiyos of Sadyagon that are mutalos al atzibur. Look at what he says in Parshas Samech Aleph and the Parish of Rechem Fisher Perla. And also Rechem Fisher Perla writes Be'esen Mentes V'Samech. The Yireim raised Tzaditas and the Smag right. That it's only Noeg Liamos HaMashiach. Wow. So we have one opinion that it's on the Yechidim. Another opinion it's only on the Tzibur. Another opinion it is only this war against Amalek when the Messiah comes. So see there in the Araim Reish Sadi Tess, over Masha Kosvu Kan, Vagoris Maimonios, over Kiryas Sefer. And the reason is because it's Mutelis ala Tzibur. Who's the Tzibur? The Tzibur is the king. And when is the king? The king is Limos HaMashiach. Right now we don't have a king. In Israel, I like to say, King Bibi, HaMelech Bibi. But Bibi is not a Melech. The Rambam writes in Hochas Melachim, Perak Aleph Halacha Zayin, that any minui of a ish tzibur, who and the person is not a Yari Shamayim, so it's not a minui. What does it mean? So maybe he is a Yari Shamayim, I don't know. A Yari Shamayim without a yarmulke. I don't know. Al kol panim, the melech, we don't have a melech today. We're going to have a melech when Mashiach comes. So in the meantime, we don't. In Mimele, there's no Melchemes HaMalek because we don't have a tzibor. And so writes the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bichaye at the end of Parashat Bishalach, that it's only a mitzvah on the tzibur. We have more opinions that it's on the tzibur. So we have the Rasag, the Yireim, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bichaye, so too the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvis, the Self Minyan HaMitzvis Essay, Sheyesh Mitzvis HaMutolos Al HaTzibur, V'lo Al Kol Ish V'ish, כמו בניין בית הבחירה, והקמת מלך, והחרטת זרעו של עמלק. The Rambam says, written with Samud al-Tzibur al-Niyochid, including the binyan beis hamikdash, making a king, destroying Amalek. See what Rabbi Soloveitchik writes, Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, in his commentary on the Torah. Os Kufches, he's medayik this from what it says in Halacha Dalet, the mitzvah hariga zayin amimin, chiyuv al yochid, but he doesn't write in Halacha Hey that it's a chiyuv al yochid. Was mizem mevo'ar shebe'amolek ein chiyuv al ha'yechidim. We have more to discuss about whether it's on the Yachid or on the Tzibur, discussing the Chiddush of the Briska Rav of Yitzhak Zev that we just noted. And then, Amir Tzashem, we are going to begin the Mahalach to bring light to this beautiful, beautiful Sugya. And I thank you so much for listening. Lineder, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.